Against the background of a growing number of electrical fires in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Electrical Inspectorate Division recently hosted a fire alarm certification course on May 6th. It's all part of activities for Electrical Safety Month, whose theme is Electrical Safety in Your Hands, Protect, Prevent, Preserve. The seminar was conducted in collaboration with Gendy Trading UK and Hochiki Europe and trained 80 participants in fire alarm system standards and safety practices. Chief Electrical Inspector Hetlin Francis told NBC News the rising number of electrical fires led to the initiative, which aims to raise awareness, improve safety standards, and encourage the use of fire alarm systems across St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Because over the past 2 years, we have seen a rise in house fires and business fires throughout St. Vincent. So we thought it best that during the Electrical Safety Month that we bring an awareness, and therefore we teamed up with Hoshiki from Europe and Gendy from UK to bring a seminar on electrical fire alarm to them. Reason being so that we can fill an educational gap that is needed in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, also to advocate for safety and potentially influence the adoption of alarm system as part of standard practices, helping both individual and business feel more secure in their home, in their workplace, at school, and in their businesses.
Hochiki Europe representative Richard Warham pointed to the devastating impact of fires and the importance of raising awareness, using alarms and other safety tools, and ensuring people know how to protect themselves in emergencies.
It's everyone's responsibility to ensure that not just yourself is safe, but also other people, other members of the public and the properties. Fire can be so devastating to the lives and people who live here, and it's all about raising that awareness and giving people the skills they need to keep everybody else as well as themselves safe. Other things to really be aware of are fire extinguishers and making sure you have the correct type of fire extinguisher for the fire. Also things like fire blankets, making sure that they're there for those cooking fires. But there's also other equipment such as specialist circuit protection for detecting fires that are started from electrical wiring.
Electrical Inspector Liron France underscored the need to integrate fire safety into the planning stages of construction, adding that one life lost is one too many, cautioning that the economic impact on businesses can be severe.
I think the most important thing that was highlighted was the importance of incorporating fire safety in the planning stage. I think that's where it usually goes awry. And what I love about Hochiki is that they offer that support. So you could literally send them the schematics for a building. You have a project that's coming on stream. It just wasn't a show and tell. It was really, you know, an invitation to collaborate, to work together, to build a better, safer St. Vincent, because they are encouraging best practice in the electrical industry. And as an electrical inspector, that's something that I endorse 1,000%. One life lost because of fire is one life too many, too much. Economic cost in terms of it. So we may not lose a life, but you lose property, you lose their livelihood, because let's suppose it's a business place. If it burns down, then there are several persons who are automatically out of a job.
I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.